Okay, once we've been discussing all the different takanos made by Rav Gamliel and then a takana made by Hillel, so Mishnah Dalet, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet continues with more takanos. Evet Shenishbav, an Evet Kanani was captured by some other army, and the Bailum was Miyaish on ever being able to get him back. So Upidauhu, and then other Jewish people were able to buy him back. They were able to ransom him from the invading army. Im Lashum Evet Yishtabed, if they ransomed him to be able to keep him as their slave, so then he's going to be their slave, because the original owner was Miyaish, and when the other people went and bought him, he becomes their slave. But im l'shum ben chorin lo yishtabed, if their intention was to free him, then he's free. He's not going to be their slave. Rav Shimon Gamliel says bein kach yishtabed. Either way, he'll become the slave, but not their slave. The slave of the original guy, because even though the original guy had Yeyush, this was the Takanas Chachamim that he should get his slave back in order to stop other slaves from just, you know, as soon as an army comes into town, they'll just run out and say, here, take me, and assuming that through that they'll be able to get away from their master. So they didn't want that to happen, so he made a Takana: you're always going to go back to your master anyway. Another Takana: Evet Shaso Rabba Apatiki L'Acherim, if a master made his slave an apotiki, which means I owe you money, if you ever have trouble collecting from me, you could take this slave. He identifies this slave as the source of payment. V'shichro, and then before he ever paid back the debt, he was m'shachra the eved. He freed the eved. So shur sadin ein eved chayev klum. You know, the real halacha is that the eved doesn't owe anything to the to anybody, because the master freed him, and therefore he's not an apotiki anymore. Element pneitik. But because of Tikkun Olam, in order to prevent the guy who lent the money from claiming that the Evan Meshuchar is his slave, Kofnas Rabba Vososa Ben Chorin, we force the lender who is supposed to get this slave as a payment to be Meshachar him anyway, even though he was never really his slave anyhow. Because if Shtar Al Damav, and the slave has to write a contract for whatever his market value is to the lender that he's going to owe him that amount of money. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Eino kosev el meshachrer." The slave doesn't write a contract. The one who freed him, the original master who was supposed to pay the money back, he's the one that's got to write a contract that he owes the money to the other fellow. Okay, moving on now to Mishnah Hay, another case where a person has to free an eved for tikkun olam. Misha chetziyav v'chetzim el chorin. If a person is a half slave and half free man, meaning two guys partner together to buy a slave, Reuven and Shimon they chip in together to buy a slave. Reuven is meshachrer, his portion in that slave. So now this slave is half meshachrer, which means half Jew and half Evet Kanani. So Ovid is Rabbi Yom Echad Ves Atzmo Yom Echad Dever Beisil. Beisil says, I guess the most equitable way to do it is that on Sunday he'll work for Shimon, and on Monday he'll just be a free man and work for himself. Tuesday back for Shimon, Wednesday back for himself, and just switch off days. Amar Lo Mishach. Beshame says, Tikanta Misrabo, the remaining master is going to be perfectly happy because he's still going to get the slave for half of the time. But Vesatzmalo Tikantim, but what kind of life is this guy going to live if he's a Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Ben Chorin? Who's he supposed to marry? Lisa Shivcha Yevsha Shekvar Chatzi Ben Chorin. He cannot marry a Shivcha because he's half a free man. Bas Chorin Yevsha Shekvar Chatzi Evet. He can't marry a Bas Chorin because he's half an Evet Kanani, and he's not allowed to marry, an Evet Kanani is not allowed to marry a Bas Chorin. So you batel? You want him to just give up and never be married? The purpose of the creation of the world is to populate the world. The world was not created, says the Navi Yeshaya, to be desolate. The world was created to be inhabited. So you're supposed to be able to have children. So we have to come up with a way that this guy's going to be able to have children. So what do we do? For Tikkun Olam, we force the remaining master to free his share of the ownership of that slave, because if shtar chatzi damav, then the slave will write a shtar that he owes half of his value to that master to compensate him For the loss, when Beis Hillel heard that solution of the Beis Shammai, so because of Beis Hillel, the Horus, because of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said, you know what, great solution, and they followed, they started paskening like the sheet of the Beis Shammai. There's a whole series of Mishnayos and Misachs Edios that go through the cases where Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagreed, and then ultimately Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. So this Mishnah appears there as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dal, we said that if an Eved was captured and other people redeemed him, if they redeemed him to use him as their Eved, so good, he'll be their Eved. If they redeemed him to make him free, so then he is free, because the original master was Miyayish on him. But then Rav Shmuel Gamliel made a takana that no, he's always going to go back to the original master, so that he doesn't just surrender himself to invading armies. A second takana, if an Eved was made an aputiki by his master, and then the master freed him, so really the halacha is the Eved is free and he doesn't owe anything to anybody. But the tikkun olam is that we force the guy who was the lender, who was owed the money and who was owed this Eved originally, to free this Eved. And the Eved has, according to Tanakhama, the Eved has to write a shtar for his value to pay back that lender. And Rosh Gamliel says, no, not the Eved, the original owner has to write a shtar to pay back the lender. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said, if someone is a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin, so Beis Hillel's solution was, let him work for himself one day and work for his remaining master the other day. But Beis Shammai said, that works great for the remaining master, but who's he going to be able to marry? He's not going to be able to marry a Shivcha because he's half Ben Chorin. He's not going to be able to marry Bas Chorin because he's half an Eved. So in order to fulfill Puruvu, which is the entire purpose of creation, we have to force the remaining master to free him so they can get remarried. And Beis Hillel loved that idea so much that they started paskening like the Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai tomorrow will pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav.